I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Morning.
Good morning.
Happy Indian Market Weekend.
Happy Indian Market Weekend.
There's a lot of stuff going on in town for Indian Market.
Oh, really? What kind of a lot of stuff?
Well, of course, there's the market that's Saturday and Sunday downtown on the plaza, like 8-ish until like 4 or 5-ish. And then, of course, you know, the food booths, which is one of my favorite parts.
That's the main thing.
Of the market is going down there for the corn and the Navajo tacos and all that good stuff. But there's the Native Cinema Showcase this year, the 11th annual Cinema Showcase. And all the screenings are at the New Mexico History Museum, and it's August 19th through the 21st. That's going to be cool. Skateploitation, have you heard about this?
No.
This is a great event. I think this is their third year here. In sort of conjunction with SWIA and Santa Fe Indian Market. Apache Skateboards, Douglas Miles has this great company called Apache Skateboards, and they're you know, sort of a skateboard design company. But it's got all these little tentacles like art and music and things like that. And so they're going to be doing skating demonstrations on the plaza during the market, and then over at the Santa Fe Skate School on the 20th and the 21st, I think starting at about 4 o'clock, they're going to have a bunch of really great live bands. Bands that you wouldn't normally think of. The Wake Singers, who's sort of Lakota musicians that do like Bob Dylan covers, and they do a lot of their own music too. And then there's the Discotays, which is kind of a no-wave queer punk duo from, they're like from like New Mexico and Utah. They're kind of split. The Miracle Dolls, which is a California indie rock sort of a punk ensemble. That's, you know, kind of this, it's fronted by two twin sisters. It's kind of a Riot Girl thing. So there's going to be a lot of live music. Oh, and then there's a band. This is what I'm totally looking forward to, and I'm not sure exactly when they play, but I'm gonna find out. And they're called SOL, and you don't have to guess what that stands for.
Sol.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Sol. Sure. It's S.O.L. They're a Navajo Nation rockabilly band.
Good heavens.
And their inspirations are like Johnny Cash and the Cramps and the Misfits. And so I'm really looking forward to that. If you go to the Facebook page of Apache Skateboards, you can find out all kinds of information about this event, which runs Saturday and Sunday downtown and at the Santa Fe. Well, Santa Fe Skate School is basically downtown on Early Street, but Plaza, Santa Fe Skate School.
Now, I would like to mention Bob Livingston is going to be in concert. He's the winner of the 2011 Best Album by the Texas Music Awards, and it's a benefit for KSFR at Rio Chama Steakhouse on Sunday at 6:30 in the evening. Lots of food, dance floor. You can get tickets in advance. You can even get your whole own table. For more information, call, 428-1379.
There's, of course, a load of openings today and tomorrow and Sunday and throughout the week. Some of them have an Indian market theme. A lot of them don't. One of my favorite galleries in town isn't necessarily having an opening, but Pop Gallery over there on, I believe, Water Street has some great stuff. But, I mean, there's so much to see. In lieu of Indian market, you know, everyone is sort of rolling out the red carpet.
Well, like the Do Return is having its last weekend.
The Do Return is having its... I went again last weekend, dragged my mother. I didn't drag her. She really wanted to go. And my brother and his son came down from Colorado Springs, and we went down there. And we spent about 2 hours there. And, you know, it was the funniest thing because my mom and I get lost in these sort of big installations. My brother and his son spent the entire time taking pictures of each other. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Whatever.
But it was a good time. And this is the last weekend for it. I believe Sunday's the last day. And they're going out with a bang.
They are indeed.
Yeah. I mean, let's see. What kind of stuff are they doing? There's... Sunday's the big one. A Hawk and a Hacksaw.
Yes. I heard them. Heard them in a different Meow Wolf house concert once, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
How would you characterize their music?
You really can't. You can't. I mean, it's instrumental for the most part. There is a little bit of There's
Balkan influence?
Little Balkan influence, but really influence from all over. Their last album, which came out, I believe, earlier this year, or maybe it was late last year, has a lot of Balkan influence. These folks travel around Eastern Europe with their instruments, but it also has a lot of sort of Southwestern flair.
Yeah.
And Spanish and Mexican and New Mexican, and so it's an interesting mishmash, and they're performing on the Do Return, and that's at 6 on Sunday, which is the very last chance to see the Do Return, apparently.
If you haven't seen the Do Return, and this is for everybody from ages, I would say, 4 to 100.
Yeah.
You gotta go see this thing.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous accomplishment, and it's really fun and wild and mysterious and beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's you think you're like, oh, I'm gonna go in, it's gonna be an installation, and I'll spend 20 minutes there. No, I mean, it's kind of like an amusement park, and I don't want to say that it's an amusement park, but in the sense that you have to go more than once to enjoy everything.
Yeah.
Everuznik, which is one of my favorite local bands, is also performing. And I don't know if they're going to be a duo. That's kind of how they roll when they record. They do some great stuff. Lots of piano, lots of great vocals, and I think they're probably going to be opening for a hack and a hacksaw. I'm going to try and make it to that show because I still haven't had my fill.
And meanwhile, it's open from 1 to 8 every day, Friday, Saturday, 1 to 10 in the evening. So lots of good stuff. You can go to thedoreturn.com.
Yeah, thedoreturn.com. Now, I don't know, last time I checked their website, they didn't have updated information about their entertainment events. So you might just want to like hit up Meow Wolf or The Do Return on Facebook to find out what's going on this weekend there, entertainment-wise.
And KSFR has a new events page on Facebook too.
Oh, okay.
You can check out.
I just want to mention the important thing about to remember about the Do Return is that there's a suggested $10 donation, and they really 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 like cash. They don't take credit cards.
Ah.
So remember
cash is
that.
Good.
Yes. So what else? What else is going on? Oh, there's I wanted to tell people about this great show at Eggman and Walrus. Over there on Palace Avenue, 130 West Palace Avenue. It's kind of strange because it's hard to find because you can. There's not a direct entrance. It's on the second floor of this building that's sort of right near the Palace Restaurant. If you go in on 130 West Palace and go upstairs, if you try and you can get there from West San Francisco Street, but for some reason they don't have a sign on West San Francisco Street. I'm not sure if it's a building owner. Deal, but whatever it is, it's unfair. They need a sign. But go in and check it out. Chinupa Hans Galuger and Jared Antonio Trujillo have this great installation called I Love You to Death. And there's a story about it in today's Paso Tiempo. And I interviewed Chinupa, just not just about this exhibit. He just had a great show at the Roxanne Swensel Tower Gallery. It was called Chimera. And that closed in July, and this is sort of this was sort of born out of that exhibit. Chinupa works with ceramic and this sort of foam rubber stuff that you can get at Hobby Lobby, and he does the most amazing things with it. and he and his gal are in this band called Gladys Knives, and they're performing on tonight. And let's see, there's an artist talk at between 6 and 7:30, and also a performance by his band, and that's going to be really cool. I don't think he's participating in Indian Market, but he really, really wanted to make sure that he had a show downtown in the Indian Market area during Indian Market.
Excellent.
And he has a lot to say about traditional markets, Native American art markets. It's a very interesting piece.
Las Tejedoras Tapestry Group Show is opening today. It runs through the 16th of September at Karen Ray Fine Art Gallery at 2101 Trinity Drive in Los Alamos. And for more information, you can find out about, you can go to Karen Ray, which is with a W, W-R-A-Y, Karen Ray Fine Art. And it's a bunch of Northern New Mexico tapestry artists. Looks like good stuff.
So, well, should we talk opera for a little bit?
If we must.
If we must? You can't possibly be tired of talking about opera.
Oh, no.
There's only a few weeks left here, right?
Just a week, right?
Just a week. It is just a week. We've got Griselda on, what, Friday?
That's tonight.
That's tonight, right? And then Saturday we have Faust. And then Sunday we have the apprentice scenes. We have the apprentice scenes on Sunday at 8 p.m. And then, oh gosh, it just goes on and on, doesn't
it? Yeah, it just does go on and on. Let me look at the...
Faust on Wednesday. And then I'm taking my mother to go see The Last Savage on Thursday, the 25th, which is going to be...
The Last Savage is really fun and worth seeing. I saw it twice. La Boheme, Friday the 26th. Faust, Saturday the 27th. The 27th is the last day. So Faust is being played twice next week, Wednesday and Saturday. And La Boheme twice, Tuesday and Friday. Apprentice scenes on Sunday. There's always backstage tours and all kinds of other good things. And Faust this Saturday. So tonight, Griselda, tomorrow, Faust.
Sweet.
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 Very good.
This will be the only opera that I'm going to this season.
Really?
Is The Last Savage, yes.
Oh, well, you chose a good one.
Yeah. I obviously need to go to more, but I can't seem to find the time.
And they need you. Third annual Taos Mountain Music Festival.
Yay!
August 20th and 21st. That's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, up in Taos. Let's see. What do you know about it?
Is that with Matis Yahu?
I don't know. I haven't really read the thing. But for more information, you can go. What's the contact? I know. TaosMountainMusicFestival.com. And those are great fun.
Yeah.
Taos Ski Valley.
I haven't been up there, but I've been to Taos Ski Valley a lot. And my favorite event is Oktoberfest.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. They have a great German sort of Oompa band that plays up there. And they serve, they fly in Bavarian bratwurst. And
they fly in bratwurst from Bavaria?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's expensive, though. It's like $8 for one bratwurst on a bun.
Well, you have to pay for the jet fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get a bratwurst, and then you save the rest of the money for German beer. That's the way you do it.
Matis Yahu, Railroad Earth, Ozo Motley, and Leftover Salmon are all playing.
Yeah,
Matis Yahu is
awesome.
That's a good lineup.
Yeah. No. I wish that I could go. There's just so much going on. It's a great sort of getaway. It's well attended. Get there early.
Here's some other bands: Donna and the Buffalo, Jackie Green Duo, Afro Man, Orgone, Danger Muffin, Langhorne Slim, Shannon McNally and Hot Sauce, Ryan McGarvey and Mariachi Luz de Luna.
I had no idea that there were that many acts.
Who knew?
Who knew?
And
well, that's a great escape.
It is indeed. Dancing Earth, one of the indigenous contemporary dance ensembles, is doing a production called Of Bodies of Elements, and that is tonight at the James A. Little Theater at 8 o'clock. And Rulan Tangen sent me this wonderful dancer, wonderful group of dancers, and definitely worth seeing.
Cool. In preparation for the upcoming Balloon Fiesta.
Yes.
Celebration up there in Albuquerque, down there in Albuquerque in what? October, late October, right? Generally? Late-ish October?
Late-ish.
Well, anyway, on Saturday at the courtyard of La Posada at the Santa Fe Resort and Spa, there's
a
book signing. Jazz Aloft. Jazz Aloft.
Well, the book is called Aloft, and
yes,
it's a jazz event.
That Doug Heller and Bobby Valentine put together this book about the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta called Aloft. And there's going to be a book signing, there's going to be hors d'oeuvres, there's going to be champagne tasting, and there's going to be live jazz with John Tretacosta's Straight Up Trio. And that all starts, it starts at 2. I think it's from about 2 to 6 p.m. You got to get tickets, and you can get them through the lens at ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234. That's going to be fun. I hope the weather cooperates. I really do, because that sounds like a fun event.
It does indeed, and it's a nice book.
Yeah.
Esperanza Shelter for Battered Families will be the recipient of a 5% community day at Whole Foods. So that means on Tuesday of next week, August 23rd, Esperanza Shelter will receive 5% of sales. So if you want to do your shopping at Whole Foods, wait until Tuesday, and then you will be helping Esperanza Shelter. And that makes a big difference for the shelter.
Yeah.
And they're a great organization.
The Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival continues.
It does indeed.
I just heard your interview with
Nick Kendall from Time for Three,
and the piece Double Bock.
I know.
Which is, I guess, a play on the beer, right?
No, what it is is basically they play the Bach double violin concerto, and when they were in music school at conservatory, they would race to see who could play it faster, which was this like super boy thing to do. Mm-hmm. And they had so much fun doing it that they actually made it into a piece, and they started jamming together, and it turned in, they called themselves a classically trained garage band. And that's, they don't actually, I don't think they have a garage, but you know, that's like their process of jamming and putting stuff together. They're amazing. It should be, I mean, if you want to have fun, and if you want to like bring a friend who has never heard classical music or isn't interested in it or thinks it's too whatever, then bring them to this tonight at the Lenzic. It should be a rollicking good time, and definitely open your mind.
Open your mind. There's a lot of theater going on. This is the last weekend for Body Burden. The Santa Fe Performing Arts and Santa Fe Theater Guild presenting the drama by Dale Dunn. Friday, 7 p.m. at the Armory for the Arts. Tickets can be had by calling 913-7204. We've got the final weekend of Manhattan Glass as well. That is at the Teatro
Paraguas.
And that is, that's on Richards Lane if you call 424-1601. And we've got, you already talked about Dancing Earth. And then, Robert Mirabal is doing his Pope Speaks.
That's
thing,
right.
And he's doing that through September 4th. It's Tuesdays through Sundays at the Lodge at Santa Fe in the Maria Benitez Theater up there. And tickets are available at the Lenzic. I mean, this is an interesting thing. I think that he collaborated with somebody in writing this piece. But if you look at Mirabal's blog, It's really interesting. There's a lot of posts in there where he writes as Pope.
Uh-huh.
So you can kind of get a feel for what the show is going to entail.
And don't forget the Santa Fe Theater Festival.
Yes, Santa Fe Theater Festival.
They are doing it's actually kind of interesting. They're doing two plays, Lone Star and Sailor Song. It's one evening, and it's, starting last night, going through the 28th of August, so it's two weekends at 7 o'clock, and it's actually at somebody's house. And so you get directions. You can go to their site, which is santafetheaterfestival.org, and theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Oh, that's so English.
It's in the British way.
Oh, yeah.
And you drive up there, and they will park your car. It's valet parking.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it's great.
What about, like, Vespa?
And you can see the sunset and all that.
Like, if you pull up in a Vespa, if you pull up in, like, one of those big, futuristic-looking motorcycles. Will they park your futuristic motorcycle? And if they do, do they have to have a motorcycle endorsement from the state? I think we're getting off track here.
I think you are.
All right. Sorry.
It's okay.
See, I thought I needed more coffee, and I actually didn't.
It was true.
And it was a really bad idea. Alternative to the Indian Market Palooza in the downtown area, I mean, no matter what you do, expect traffic delays. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But
ride your bike.
On foot or by bicycle or or unicycle or whatever.
Yeah, your unicycle.
You can head up to the Santa Fe Show, which is an art expo at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe. And that is happening, that's in the rail yard. You guys know where it is. If you go to santafeshow.com, you can find out more information about what kind of work you can expect to see. And this is the final weekend of that as well. So.
Objects of art. And it's both contemporary and ethnographic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mishmash.
It's a mishmash.
Yeah.
So the next 3 days, 11 to 5 in the afternoon, for more information, 660-4701, santafeshow.com.
Hey, did you go to the Monster Battle last week?
My friend did.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. There was one dude sort of painted from, like, head to toe with this white sort of body paint. And I was, like, just wondering if he's just, like, there's, like, some car somewhere and there's houses and there's restaurants all over town that have little streaks of white paint on them now. Because he was big and gangly. But it was a really good time. I took lots of fun pictures.
So have you heard of the Cycle America 2011 thing? America, let me get more. Here, you read one, I'll get more information.
Is this bicycles?
Yes, bicycles.
Or motorcycles?
No, bicycles.
Okay. Hey, check out Jean Grey, a great hip-hop artist from New York. She was born in South Africa in 1976. Her parents were jazz musicians. She's got her own style. She's very tongue-in-cheek, but she's also an incredibly smart woman, and she's going to be performing at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill on Wednesday at 8 p.m. August 24th. Now, Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill is, of course, where the Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill used to be. It's right there next to the Santa Fe Brewing Company. You can't miss it. Tickets are available through Soul Santa Fe Live. Also performing are Mr. Len, Kaz Uno, and the Insects. So it's a night of hippity hop midweek. It's
excellent.
A hippity hop hump day.
So let's see. A couple of cyclists are bicycling across America to raise money and awareness for coffee growing communities. All the money is going to Coffee Kids, which is a nonprofit here in Santa Fe that's dedicated to improving the lives of coffee farmers and their families, especially in Central and South America. So they are trying to raise, what, £10,000, $16,000 approximately.
Yeah.
And they're having a little welcome party today from 6 to 8 at Whole Foods Market on Cerrillos.
We love Coffee Kids.
We do love Coffee Kids. They do great work. So you can go to coffeekids.org for more information, or you can just show up tonight at 6 o'clock.
Tonight at 6?
Yeah.
Sweet. It's an interesting movie week. It really is. We've got the remake of Fright Night. There's a remake of Fright Night, which is sort of a movie from, it's 1985. It's a cult classic, horror cult classic.
Oh, an amazing movie opening, which I didn't get a chance to
Life
do an
in
interview
day.
On it. Life in a Day.
I saw it.
Ladies
and
gentlemen.
I gave it three
take
chilies.
Take my word for it. Just go see it.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, I do. Basically, long story short, on July 24th, 2010, about 80,000 people. About 4,500 hours of footage.
Hundreds of people.
Well, there were 80,000 hours of footage or something like that.
And then a lot of footage.
They whittled it down. This is Kevin MacDonald, the guy that directed The Last King of Scotland, Natalia Andriadis, Joseph Michael, and Ridley and Tony Scott.
Yeah.
And so they put all of this stuff together, and it's
and
just people just submitted.
And you think it's going to be incoherent, but it makes a beautiful kind of montage almost
it
story.
Is. I have one small problem with it, and that is that they show basically a day in the life, and they show births, and they show, you know, people at work and taking showers, but they don't really show our propensity for killing one another.
I know, that's true.
So
today, Pablo 77, our DJ from KSFR, is doing an event from 9 to 2 a.m. at the Rail Yard. It's called All Aboard the Soul Funky Train. And I also wanted to mention there was... Yes?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No.
Aaron Leventman is doing a stage reading tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon at Whole Foods Community Room. He's a playwright and has done a lot of plays. Oh, there's so much more to announce. I didn't get to everything. But anyway, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. What else? Stay tuned for the BBC.
Yeah.
Local news.
To everyone in town enjoying Indian Market, have fun. Drive
Bob Livingston
safe.
This Sunday.
Don't drink and drive, and please tip your wait staff.
Yes, and Russ Baker, a week from tomorrow, Russ Baker, the investigative journalist, is going to be speaking at another benefit for KSFR at the Armory for the Arts. So put that in your calendar, and I'm going to be doing an interview with him on Monday for the whole show. Very interesting stuff. Rob DeWalt, have a great weekend. Be happy. Be safe.
I will. You too.
Hasta la vista.
Bye.